The region just lost a powerhouse of environmental science and advocacy with the death of Professor Benjamin Stout. Stout's work as an educator, an expert witness in the courtroom, as well as his work empowering citizens with science, made long-term impacts regionally and nationally. Stout was a Wheeling resident, and for the past 26 years, a biology professor at Wheeling Jesuit University. He was a stream ecologist who dedicated his life to science, nature, and above all, community. Stout shared some of his deepest convictions related to coal mining practices in a 2008 documentary called Burning the Future, Coal in America.
When I look at a mountaintop removal site, a valley fills, I just look at that as a place on Earth that whose value was among the best of all places on Earth, diminished to among the least of all places on Earth.
Stout spent a large part of his career studying impacts of surface mining on watersheds and nearby communities. He frequently monitored waters surrounding ponds built to hold coal mining waste, slurry impoundments. As coal companies complied with rules to limit pollution from power plants, Stout found more of those pollutants instead wound up in those ponds.
Now we need to remove even more impurities from the coal, like the heavy metals. And in order to do that, we've employed more mechanics, but also more chemicals. These are unlined impoundments. I mean, these are in direct contact with surface and groundwater.
Stout was often called as an expert witness in court cases that dealt with watershed impairment. Attorney Joe Lovett recalls working with him during a landmark case in the late 1990s.
It was a case that we brought before Judge Hayden, a federal judge at the time, to seek to stop mountaintop removal in the state. The centerpiece of the case really was what happened to aquatic life when we blow up mountains.
During the trial, on a snowy February day, Stout took Judge Hayden on a field trip where Stout did what he loved most. He waded through a stream to find bugs.
I think the judge appreciated that because he was a fisher, and those insects, the mayflies and so forth, were the very kinds of insects that fly fishers use all the time. And so I think the judge really learned from Ben, and I think that was crucial in winning that case.
The case resulted in an injunction against mountaintop removal permits and halting one of the largest ever proposed mountaintop removal operations, Spruce Mine No. 1. Necessary approval for Spruce 1 has been hung up in court ever since. While Stout was good at speaking as an expert with judges, lawyers, and politicians, he was also good at talking with anyone else.
Ben not only loved West Virginia, he loved the people of West Virginia.
Mary Ellen Cassidy was a friend and colleague of Stout's at Wheeling Jesuit University. She worked with him for years studying impacts of slurry impoundments on well water of residents in southern West Virginia. She remembers how Stout was willing to test anyone's well water or stream and how not many residents resisted working with him.
I mean, we would end up sitting down at their table and talking just about everything. He had this kind, open spirit, and that's who he was. He was very authentic, and people sensed that right away.
Because he was able to connect with people and provide them with valid research, he was also able to empower communities to effect change. His obituary notes how his work in communities led to 500 West Virginia families being connected to municipal water supplies. Stout's work became a source of inspiration to other communities, as well as his students at Wheeling Jesuit University.
You couldn't help but just want to follow in his footsteps. Couldn't help it.
Jacob Keeney started at Jesuit in 2011. He remembers his professor would jump at any chance to work with a community in crisis, and that he'd always take students along with him. For Jacob, that meant getting involved during a major chemical spill in Charleston in 2014 that left 300,000 people without water for days.
I got a call from him in the middle of the afternoon during a snowstorm, and he said, "Hey, I'm going to start working on this Elk River spill. You want to join me?" And I said, "Sure, why not?" And he went down and he tested a bunch of people's water in Charleston and figured out exactly what it was that was getting into their system. And you can see some of his videos on YouTube.
So what's happening is this stuff is going up in your hot water heater and collecting like a ring at the top of the water level. Then when you flush it back out, it's going to form a bathtub ring inside your hot water heater. You're going to have to flush this hot water heater a lot of times to get the out of here. That's terrible.
Wow. Is any of that stuff supposed to be in there, the collar-wise?
No. This should be clear.
Stout was eventually hired by a law firm that brought a class action suit over the spill. And because human health studies can take decades to provide conclusive results, Stout and Keeney turned to insect indicator species in streams. They conducted toxicity tests to gauge the potential health effects of MCHM. Exposure to even very low concentrations of the chemical turned out to be fatal for the insects.
I believe that information ended up being used in the class action lawsuit. Years later, they're finally settled that suit, and I think people are starting to get a little bit of justice.
The courts have this fiction that experts are somehow neutral, like machines, and Ben refused to play along with that.
Again, attorney Joe Lovett.
So Ben, not only as, you know, an expert, but as a human being and as somebody committed to protecting the natural world, really, I think, taught all of us how to be good advocates and reminded us why we do what we do.
We are in charge of the custody of these plants and animals, and we're not doing a very good job of it. And it's this helpless feeling, and I see it in the citizens we work with. And, you know, it's wrong, and it makes me feel bad. It makes me feel like I'm taking something home from my children.
Stout died of cancer August 3rd, at his home in Wheeling, surrounded by his family. He was 60. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.